Okay, today is Daf Yud Ches. We're on the top of Yud Ches. We're in the first word of Yud Ches. As we said yesterday, we really had a difficult time of figuring out exactly the biology of this Gemara. Really, we were reading words. Really, we were just reading words. And we're going to continue reading words until we get to the two dots, a few more lines until we finish this sukkah. Like I said, you need to be a scientist and Chas HaShalom to say that the Chachamim said things that maybe they didn't know, maybe they based on what the knowledge that they had, but it's very, very difficult to reconcile this with science, and like I said, we're just reading words. Anyway, Upligid Rav Katina, I'm sorry, Li Rav Huna. Now, according to Rav Huna, who said yesterday that if the dam is on the lul and the inside, it's Tamei Vadai, but if it's on the lul and outside, it's a Safek, Lo Pligi, there's also no Machlokes. Right? Rav Chia and Rav Katina. Khan. When Rav Chia said it's Tamei Vidin Vadai, that's been a low of Nim. And Khan, and when Rav Katina said that it's Safek, that's been a low of Achot. That's outside. Ella. L'Rami Bar Shmuel, Ulav Yitzchak Breit of Yehuda, the Amri, Min a low of Achot, Sveiko Tahar, Min a low of Nim, Sveiko Tamei, B'mayo Kimta. How could that make sense? There's only one way it can make sense. Min a low of Nim, if it's on the low on the inside. Which means Rav Chia didn't hold that. Lema plotted Rav Chia. Should we say that it's a problem with Rav Chia? Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Kan, when Rav Chia said it's Tamei, she didn't say bakarka of a prozdor. How do they translate karka prozdor? On the floor of the prozdor. Which means that's how the blood, because things in this world, gravity makes things go down. Kan, but when Rami Bar Shmuel by Yitzchak said it was a suffake, we're talking about she didn't say bagag prozdor. When it was found on the roof of the prozdor, right? Therefore, it's a suffix. Okay, that's the end of that Gemara. Like I said, let's just start going on. Next, Amar of Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "B'shlosha makomos, there are three places in Shas. Holchu bo chachamim acha harov, the chachamim followed the rov, the asa'um kivadai, and they treated it like a vadai." Okay, what are those three places? Mikar. Mikar is the case we just said before. That if a woman finds dam in the prozdor, we said it's a chazaka. That it came from the uterus. Why is it a chazaka that it came from the uterus? Which really we're going to say is a rove. Because where else did it come from? From the aliyah? That's not normal. That's an aberration. Right? It's normal that it comes from the uterus. Shilya, the case of a shilya, which is the case of a placenta, and chaticha, the case of a piece of flesh. And now we're going to explain all three cases. Mikar hadamaran. Mikar, we said already. What did we say? Like a Rashi, hadamaran. It's like the fourth or fifth line where the lines are wide, way down, 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 right? Bimasnisan, in the Mishnah. Cheshes kaso loba elamin amakar. The chazaka that the blood comes from the makar. Kidiktani Rav Chia, like Rav Chia said. Alma, kivan, since. Derov, damim, hasam shchichi, since that's where the blood is normally found. Machzakin elamin amakar. We say it's from the makar. Fine, no problem. Shilya, what's the case of Shilya? Ditnan, we're going to learn in the Mishnah later. Shilya, let's say you find a shilya habayis in a house, right? Habayis tummy. Everything in that room is tummy. Why? Lo sha shilya vlad. Not because the shilya has the status of a vlad. It doesn't. Ella, she ain't shilya below vlad. There can't be a shilya without a vlad. In other words, what's there a shilya doing here on the living room floor? How did shilya get here? Obviously, a woman miscarried, right? A woman miscarried. You can't miscarry a shilya without a vlad. Obviously, there was a miscarriage, and it was long enough into the term where it was a person. The person nebuch died. There's tum in the whole house.
Okay. The fetus is in time of the whole house.
To us, ohel. Right? Right?
What?
Correct. So we're assuming all that. Oh, Reb Shimon Omer. Nah, I disagree with this. Namuk holech ad shelo yetzei. Maybe the whole thing dissolved. Namuk havlad ad shelo yetzei. The whole thing dissolved.
Is
That's the dinning of Nefel.
People talk about this. Should be considered nothing until that point.
No, so we don't say that. So therefore, the Vlad, no, who said? We don't see a Vlad here. We just said there's no Shilly without a Vlad. Correct. Rav Shira doesn't dispute that point. However, what does he say? It could be the it was very early in the pregnancy. The Vlad was barely formed. And therefore, it was really Dom. And it all got mixed up. And that's what you see on the floor over here. Okay, so, but according to the Chachamim, it's a Rove.
Water miscarries into the toilet, okay, and she flushes it. Is that going to come at all?
No.
No, but
it's sitting here in the middle of the floor, in the middle of the living room.
You see the percent. You don't see anything else.
Exactly. The Rove is...
somewhere in the house.
Somewhere, so maybe they buried it. Maybe... Ancient, you below that's a Rove. How does a woman have a placenta out of the blue?
Right.
Says of Shimon, not necessarily. It could be it was very early in the pregnancy, so there was a Vlad. However, the whole thing wasn't really, didn't have the status of a Vlad. It's all Dom and Mayim. And,
right, but what's that? But I don't know, it's conceivable, no pun intended, that she was outside, had the miscarriage outside the house, buried it, came inside, had the.
Right, so that's very far. So we're not assuming
that's
that.
So far.
No, okay.
Anyway.
The next case is even more difficult. Chaticha. What is a chaticha? Chaticha means a piece. Ditnan, we're going to learn later. Hamapelas yad chatucha, viregel chatucha. If you miscarry just an arm or a leg, right? Imo tameya leda. A woman is tamei as if she had a pregnancy, and we're going to learn about that very shortly. Very complicated halachas. When a woman has a boy, she's tamei for 7 days, tahar for 33 days. A girl, all the numbers are double. Here, says Rashi, Imo Tamea Leda. You see, go further, a little further down. Imo Tamea Leda. The Chashuv Chomer Zachar Lime Tahar. We're Machmir on how many Yime Tahar days she has, meaning only 33 of them. The Chomer Nekevul in Tumah. But we're going to be Machmir on how long she's Tumah. In other words, 14 days. We're Machmir on both ends. Why? Because all we see is a hand. We don't know what kind of, we don't know the status, the sex of this baby. Was it a boy or, we have no idea. The Machzikinan Lebeleda. Right? We established there was a pregnancy here. After all, how else did the hand come out?
It was a birth.
Vadois, a certain birth. Litein lo yimei tumah v'yimei tahira. To throw on these yimei tumah and tahira. By the way, if a woman miscarries nothing, then the tumah and tahira don't even kick in. Maybe she's a nida, but damrina halach acharov, v'rov nashim vlad ma'alia yaldon ella shenimo. Most people, when they miscarry one limb, there was a baby there.
The rest of it was something that dissolved inside. Of
correct, right? So that, again, you're following the rove. The ein back into the Gemara. Then we'll do the Rashi. The next Rashi. The ein choshishin shema guf atum bas. We don't suspect it was a guf atum. What's a guf atum? Says Rashi. Ein choshishin lomar lo yehi lo yimei tohar. It shouldn't be yimei tohar. Shema ein a vlad. Maybe it wasn't even a vlad. What was it? It was nothing. It was the dilma mi guf atum huba. How do they translate the word atum?
Underdeveloped.
Underdeveloped. The kaimalon b'mahapelas. We're going to learn next week. The ein o vlad. That doesn't have the status of a vlad. Behindu, in other words, if it's never going to survive, it doesn't have the status of a vlad. Huh? No, it could have survived, but it didn't. In other words, had there not been a miscarriage, the baby would have been a full-term normal baby. However, sometimes that's the rove. Sometimes
there's a miscarriage, it probably would have been viable to begin with.
We don't know that. But maybe today science we know, but the Gemara was assuming there's such a thing as a baby that was never going to be viable. That's called a guf atum. We don't suspect that. V'hainu kivada demayavina lo yimei tar. So therefore we're gonna certainly say the yimei tar, hol, v'rov, nashim, lav guf atum yaldan. Most women don't give birth to these kinds of things. So the rove is it would have been normal. Ah, you miscarried? Right, exactly. Okay, that happened. However, it doesn't change the fact that the Yimei Tum and the Yimei Tahira do in fact kick in. What do you see from here? That you follow the rope. Okay, now the Gemara says, Pesu Lekka? That's it. There's only three cases in Shas. We follow the Rav. That's it. So, okay. There's a Tosfos. Tosfos here. You know what? I don't know if we're gonna have time to do this Tosfos. If we have time, we'll go back at the end. So Vesu Leka. That's it. Va'ika Teisha Chanuyos. What about the case of nine stores? Titania, Teisha Chanuyos. If there are nine stores. Kulan, Marchos, Basar, Shchuta. They all sell kosher meat. V'achas, Marchos, Basar, Nevela. One sells treif meat. Right, like Central Avenue. There's like one kosher hold, one non-kosher holdout still. V'lakach me'achas mehen. You go into one of the stores. Then you dem, eidze mehen lakach. You don't remember which one you went into. Sveiko, Usser. It's Usser. Why is it Usser? The rove is... You went into a kosher store. It's 90% chance you went into the kosher store. Didn't go into the treif one. The answer is, because we have a rule, Rashi says elsewhere, it's halacha l'moshe misinai. There's no logic behind this rule. That if it's kavua, in other words, all 10 stores are, they're not traveling stores. They're kavua. They're set on the block. There's a store here. The next block, another one. The third block is another pizza shop. A restaurant, meat. Another block, another restaurant. They're all there. There's a rule that when it's kavua, when it's kavua, it's treated as 50-50.
The 10 deliveries of meat to your house from each store.
Okay, we're going to, 1 minute. If it's kavua, we treat it as 50-50. 50-50, there's no roof. Nimtza, benimtza, what if you found a piece of meat in the street? Huh? Ubenimta halacha chararov. Then you follow the rov. Why? Takavua. Takavua. It's the middle of the street, right?
It's not in a set place.
It's the middle of the street. By the way, the whole discussion. What if it's found in the street, right outside the treif store? What would you say then? So that's a whole discussion. You have what's called whole rov, but then you have something called karov, close by. So what wins? Anyway, what do you see from here? Of course we follow the rove. What's the Gemara talking about? Only three places in Shas. So the Gemara answers, yeah, Tumah Kamrinan. I was only talking about Tumah cases. Isser Lo Kamrinan. I wasn't talking about Isurim. I was talking about Tumah. Tumah's only three. You hear? So what about the case V'ika Teisha Sephardim? What about the case of the nine Sephardim? V'sharet Echad and one Sharet Beneihem. The rule is as follows. There's no such thing as tumah when it comes to live animals. The only live animal in this world that can become tummy is a human being. Animals cannot become tummy when they're alive. When they're dead, every animal has tumas nevela. A dog, a cat, an elephant, they all have tumas nevela. What about shrutim? Little creepy crawly animals. So, the Torah says, there are eight shrutim. Eight shratim have tumah. No other sheretz has tumah. What the eight shratim are, we don't know. We're not sure. But now the Gemara says that a tzfardeya is not one of the eight.
Dead.
So you have only eight shratim, not tzfardeya. What's a tzfardeya? Right. So what do we assume? We assume it's frogs, right? I thought a frog was one of the eight. By the way, that Barbanel says in Parshas Bo'ira that you know what the Sardaya was? It was not for me. He says it was crocodiles. As a matter of fact, my kids have a Haggadah with pictures, and by the Sardaya, there's crocodiles and frogs. You hear that? It's a Medrash, right? It's a Barbanel, right? But I think it's based on a Medrash. So, what are the nine Sardaya that do not impart Tumah, one Sheretz that does impart Tumah? You touched one of them. The Ani Adea aids the Mehen Naga. You don't know which one you touched. So now we have another rule when it comes to Tumah. Birishus Hayachid, if this happened in private property, Sveiko Tame. It's a Safek, and you're Tame. Birishus Harabim, when you're in Rishus Harabim, Sveiko Tar. The Safek is Tar. Ubinimtza, right? If one of the ten fell somewhere else, it got removed from the pack, and it's lying somewhere, doesn't matter where, and you touched it, now halachacha rov. Now we follow the rov. You hear?
What's the case? You know there was hench, not hench shrusim somewhere?
Correct. You were ten shrusim. Your kids were collecting shrusim. So they came home and said, look, I found 10 shrusim, Daddy. Okay, excellent. If you touch one right then, it depends where it happens. Now, one of them fell out of the bag and it rolled away. And now somebody touched it. They don't remember what they touched. Then it's rove.
So you close by to the tent.
Correct.
You're walking 2 miles away.
Right.
Or the carcass.
Right. Right. Right, so Rashi says, because we have a rule, whenever one of the rov is taken out of the kviyas, then the rule changes, and now we go halacha harov. Anyway, what do you see from here? That we hear, you see, we go halacha harov. So the Gemara answers, yes. Tuma de'isha kamrinan. Tuma ba'alma lo kamrinan. When I said there are three cases in Shas, where we follow the rov, I meant tuma by women. Not tuma in general. I meant tumah by women.
You should have said that.
This is tumah by women. There's another case. V'ikaha da'amar v'shua ben Levi. What about the case of v'shua ben Levi? Avra banahar. A woman went swimming. A pregnant woman went swimming. V'hipila. And she miscarried. Now she comes out of the river. And she says a terrible thing. I just miscarried. Where's the baby? It's gone. So we don't know what she missed. Did she miscarry a real child? A viable child? Did she miscarry liquid? Blood? Water? We have no idea. What? So, but we don't know because it's all gone. It's all in the water.
I understand that.
So,
pregnant was the woman.
I don't know if it matters.
Maybe it wasn't even a viable pregnancy from the beginning. You don't know.
Exactly.
She could be carrying something that's not a real child.
Exactly. We don't know. We don't know. So, vihipila, and she miscarried. So, mevia carbon. She has to bring a carbon misafek. However, and when she brings a carbon, she brings a carbon chatas, v'nechal. It's allowed to be eaten. Says Rashi, now we know that when you bring a carbon, a chatas can't be eaten misafek. So why could this chatas be eaten? V'nechal, says Rashi, top line, chatas ha'ov shalom nechelas. It could be eaten. V'lo amrinan ala safek bov eino nechelas. We don't say it's a safek and it can't be eaten, the dilma la vlad hu. Maybe it wasn't a vlad. Vitolin, melukin hain, umilakiach chulin nevela. Maybe it was a chatas bird is malika. Malika is done. Malika is not shechita. The only time you're allowed to eat malika is if it's a valid carbon. Here it's only a suffix. Says the Gemara, it's not a suffix. Vaday, go enjoy it. Why?
What is the question about the
coffee? So she has to bring whenever you have a baby, you have to bring a chatas. Now, you do malika on that chata. Right? But you're not allowed to eat it unless it's vadaya carbon. If it's a suffek carbon, it's a suffek if it was shechted properly. Because it's not shechted, malika is done. Malika is not shechita. The only place malika is kosher is in the temple, in the Beis HaMikdash. Only if it's a valid carbon. If you have a suffek, you have to bring it to potter you out of the carbon, but you can't eat it. So
it's based on the intention. Her intention is that it was a chatas.
No, not her intention. She brings a chatas misafek. So she fulfills her obligation. She's no longer, I brought my chatas. Now, can the kahanim eat it? It depends. If it's a valid carbon, yes. If it's a suffek, no. So here, they go right ahead and eat it.
Can we see that in us? They just bring carbonas because not
brought. Yeah, they always brought carbonas in these cases because it was
no,
a suffek.
I understand. You bring it to us, we find that if it's a suffek, you can't eat it.
Because if it's a suffek, only by birds. Only by birds. We had it before. Why can you eat it? Why can they eat it? It's a suffek.
It's a technique out of that. Malika is only good if it's
correct.
A
correct.
I
correct.
I understand that, but why can't we just say this? She's covered. She's bringing a car. The whole definition of it. She's
because she
car.
Because she's allowed to bring it. Be suffek. That's why. Right.
I agree with that.
So halacha rov.
Destroying a bird.
What do you mean? She gets her carbon. She has to bring a carbonola. You're destroying the animal. No, we don't believe that. It's a valid carbon. No one gets to eat it. That's a carbon. What? So she brings it me something.
Yes.
So anyway, halachacha rov. You follow the rov. What's the rov? Rov nashim. Rov nashim vlad ma'al yeyaldim. Most women, when they're pregnant, will deliver a child. Might miscarry, but it'll be a child. The minority of women miscarry nothing. So we'll follow the majority.
Your answer to the other question was obvious. This is once again not a case of time.
1 second. So why wasn't this mentioned? Why wasn't this on the list? This is a case of Tumah by a woman. So the Gemara answers, Masnisa Kamrinan. We're only talking about statements said by Tanoim. Shmaitza Lo Kamrinan. This was said by Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi is not a Tana. Even though Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi is mentioned in one Mishnah. Does anybody know which Mishnah he's mentioned in? I believe it's the last Mishnah in Shas. Or the second to last Mishnah in Shas. Rabbi Yoshua, but they say it's a Brisa really. Anyway. No? The second to last. Anyway, the point is, this is a statement said out of the blue. Even that's not, I'm not talking about statements like that. I want real cases. So the Gemara says, "V'haki asa Ravin." When Ravin came, Amar he said, "Masiv Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Chanina toeh." It's a very complicated thing. We're going to learn on Chav Dalet. This Gemara is later on Chav Tes, whatever. Look at the Rashi. Rashi says like this: that Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina asked the question ad Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. He asked the question on Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Masnitzim from a Mishnah. Chada demai Rabbi Isha toeh. A whole complicated question there about when the woman miscarried, how could she not know? A whole thing over there. V'hasam katani la. And maybe answer it over there. V'dikamar Ravin, lo yadana maiti yufta de Rabbi Yosi. And Ravin said, I don't even know what the question was. What kind of question is this? D'lav tiyufta hi. It wasn't even a question. V'hasam afarish taima. We're going to explain the whole thing later. The point is, somebody asked a question on this statement about this miscarrying in the river. Somebody asked a question. And then somebody said, I don't even know what the question is. What kind of question is that? My love, lo tiyufta. Didn't he mean to say, it's not a question, ela siyuta, but I agree with it? If he agrees with it, now the statement has much more validity. If the statement has much more validity, maybe it is a valid statement. So Gemara says, lo, dilma lo tiyufta velo siyata. It wasn't a tiyufta, and it wasn't a proof. Therefore, what do you have? You have some random statement by Sedra Rishub and Levi. Says Rabbi Yochanan, when I said we follow the road, I didn't mean these random statements. I meant Mishnayos, prices. I didn't mean this. Therefore, it's not on the list. Okay? Now, we always have a rule that whenever somebody says, there are three places in Shas, what did he mean to exclude? He meant to say, there are three, and don't tell me about the other one. Right? Only three. I don't want to hear about the fourth one. What's that fourth one? Lemute mai. What did he come to exclude? Ilema. If he came to exclude, lemute ruba, d'ika, chazaka, bahadei, a rove where there's also a chazaka. If there's a rove and a chazaka, delo sarfina le satruma, that in such a case, now it's a suffix. In other words, I would follow the rove and say it's Tomei. Why? Most women in such a case are Tomei. I'll follow the rove. If she touches Truma, I'll burn it. I'll burn that Truma. Mivadai. What about if there's a chazaka against the rove? How could there be such a thing? We'll see in a minute. If there's a chazaka against the rove, so I have a rove on one hand, a chazaka on the other hand, there's a little bit of a clash. Now it's only a suffix. Maybe he meant to exclude that case. Can't be. V'am Rabbi Yochanan chadazimna. He said that already, Rabbi Yochanan. Ditnan. Listen to this. Tinok hadibza b'tzada isa. A child is sitting next to dough. Ubatek biyado. And this dough in his hands, this dough on his hands. Right? Rameir metaher. Rameir says, the child is tamei. V'chachamim metamin. I'm sorry, tahar. V'chachamim metamin. And the chachamim say, the child is tamei.
The dough is tamei.
The dough. Why is the dough tahar or tamei? Ah, shadarko shel tinok litapeach. It's the way of children to play. To play where? Rashi says to play in the garbage. Rashi says bishratzim. It's the way of children to play with the shratzim. So the children touch the sheretz. Now we didn't see that happen. Now he's tummy. Now he touches the dough. He made the dough tummy. The Amrinan, my time at the Rav Meir, so it's the reason for Meir, Ksavar, he holds, Rov Tinokos Metapchin, most kids play around in the garbage and touching shortsim all day long. Umiyot Ein Metapchin. The Miyot that don't. Right? Some kids don't. I would say that Miyot is probably some girls. Right? We're talking about the boy. Even the boys, so it's only a Miyot. Most kids will play whatever they can do to occupy their time, they'll do it. A Miyot won't. V'isazu b'cheskas tahiro medes. This dough had a chazaka that it was tar. I don't know otherwise. Right? Samuch miuta v'chazaka. So take the miut. A miut of boys don't play in the garbage. And also there's a chazaka that this dough was tahar. I have two reasons now why this dough is tahar. Number one, there's a chazaka that it was tahar. Number two, there are a myriad of boys that don't play in the garbage.
Why is your chazaka that the dough was tar?
Because it starts out tar.
Oh, it's just the case.
Right, it starts out tar.
So why are you combining the myriad instead of the rov?
Because
the boys.
Because I'm fighting the rov. Rov majority, the majority is the kids are tummy. There's a minority not tummy. Plus, the dough was always tar.
Yeah.
What?
I'm trying to fight the Rov, he said.
So look at Rashi. The Rashi of Samach Mi'utu L'Chazaka. If you put the Rov on one side of the scale, on the other side of the scale, what do I have? I have Rov, I have a Mi'ut. The minority, let's say 20% of the boys don't play in the garbage.
That becomes Mi'ut.
What? That's the answer. That's going to be the answer. 20% of the boys don't play in the garbage. And by the way, the dough is always tar. Says Rashi, the Havalei L'Tahir Trey. There are two reasons why this should be Tahar. Right? Two reasons. Number one, the dough is always Tahar.
That's the reason.
And number two, there's a Miyot.
No, that's not the reason.
V'ruba L'chu De L'Tame. There's only one reason why the dough should be Tame. What's that one reason? Because the boys play in the garbage.
What
the Ein Aleph Omer Makom Shlayim. One can't be two. So the Gemara answer is exactly what you're saying. V'rabanan miyuta kamanda letzei dami. The miyut as if it's not here. We ignore the miyut. Ruba chazaka, ruba adif. Ruba and chazaka, ruba adif.
Can I ask a question? Yeah. I never understood about this case. Is it mashma that there was a fistful of dough missing from the vial? That they knew that the kid was this?
No, we're looking at him. He's touching dough.
I'm saying, if there's a big lump of dough there, it doesn't look like there was a handful taken out of it. He could have gotten dough from somewhere else.
So Tosfos raises that question. Look at this Tosfos. We're not going to have to do it. Tosfos asks, Pirush HaKuntres, look at the Tosfos of Rov Tinokos Metapkin. Pirush HaKuntres, Metapkin B'Ashpa. Right? They're touching the garbage. How did they become Tamei?
It's playing in the garbage.
Sheish Bashrotzim. Aval Vaday Naga B'Isa. They certainly touched the Isa. Shari Batzek B'Yado. The dough's on his hands. No question about that. Listen to this. Rabbi Natan Farish, Rov Tinokos Metapkin B'Isa. No, the majority was they play with dough. You leave a child in a room with a cookie jar, that cookie jar is going to get opened. You leave a child with great smelling dough, they're going to touch that dough.
It's a toy for them.
Where's the Tumah?
There is none at that
point. So Tosfos says, Rov children are Tumah
yes.
Because their mother, who is a Nida, hugs and kisses them. You hear that? That's what Tosfos says. That's why they're Tumah. Then Tosfos says, he brings there's a Gemara, there's a Mishnah that says that if a boy is holding on to flowers, and the only flowers in the whole town are in the cemetery, how'd the boy get those flowers? We don't assume he went into the cemetery, which is what you're saying about the dough. So Tosfos, what's the difference between that case and this case? So Tosfos says maybe someone gave him the flowers, maybe he can't say someone gave him the dough.
It's not shy if there's no other dough in the house, but I mean if
right, and right.
They didn't have 16 different colors of play, though. Today you could tell, was it red, was it yellow?
Right, but then Tosfos says at the bottom, if the child is dirty, then we don't say he's Tommy, because maybe the mother didn't hug him. But if the child is clean...
Then maybe he was playing in the garbage.
Right, if the child is clean, right?
She's a loving mother, she doesn't care if he's dirty.
Look, what do you mean? Look at the bottom line of Tosfos. He says, Tinok Shenichu Imo, a child with a mother left, the mitzaso, and she came back, Kimo Shehu, the way she left, she comes back, he's the same, Tahar, he's Tahar. Because she left him, he was all dirty. But if she left him clean, Tamei, he's Tamei. Why? The Neshanashim Nidos Megafafososo. Because his mother, who's a Nida, gives him a big hug. You hear that? Fascinating.
How does that kid function in a family ever, though, those times? It's always Tamei, you assume.
Has a lot of ramifications.
You keep your
kids away from you.
No, you keep
your clutch if you're playing. It's a big problem.
It's a big problem. What do you mean? Everyone's in need, though, not just Kahanim.
I'm saying the Tom Kahanim.
Yeah.
We're talking about touching clutching now, also.
Whatever, just touching the Tamei any food.
Now, we didn't finish the case. Vamarish Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yoshia, Zui Chazaka should start for the last Truma. This is a Chazaka, we're going to burn the Truma. Why are we going to burn the Truma? There's a Vaday over here. Like we said, we ignore that Miyot. Rabbi Yochanan, no, Angel Chazaka Tzar from Lovas HaTruma. Not true. Right? Why? Because on the one hand you have a child. On the other hand you have the Chazaka. Right? And we don't go after the Rov when there's a Chazaka. Forget the other Miyot. The Chazaka alone. There's a chazaka the dough is tahar. There's a rove that the child is tamei. There's a clash. Rabbi Yochanan said this already. This can't be case number 4 that he's excluding. It's old news. I understand. Ella, I hear. Ella, lemute ruva de Rabbi Yehuda. It must be another case. Tidnan, hamapel es chaticha. If somebody miscarries some piece of meat, of some flesh, im yesh im adam tamei. If Dom comes along, Tamei. Vim lav, and if not, Tahora. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Benkach, Benkach, Tamei. No matter what, it's Tamei, says Rabbi Yehuda. Omer, Rabbi Yehuda, Mashmuel. Now the Amora, Rabbi Yehuda, is commenting on the Tan, Rabbi Yehuda. Lo, Timei, Rabbi Yehuda, Ela, Bechatich, Shal, Abba, Minei, Dama. That's only true if it's one of the 4 colors of blood, which we're going to learn about tomorrow. Aval, Bashar, Minei, Damin. But if it's another color, Tahora, it's okay. Rabbi Yochanan, Omer. Shall Abba mine damim divya called Tameya? No, says Rabbi Yochanan, no. If it's one of the 4 colors, everybody holds its tamei. But shall Shara damim divya called Tahora? If it's a different color, gold dam, blue dam. We're going to learn about that tomorrow. Everyone, what kind of dam? What is that? Lo nechlego el kashay pila. The only issue is she miscarried. The any adat my pila. She doesn't know what she miscarried. So Rabbi Huda Savar zilbas a rov. Chatichas, follow the rov. For rov chatichas shall aver mina damahim. Most women see what's called blood, red normal blood. Red normal blood. Yes, once in a blue moon, excuse the pun, some other color shows up by the rabbi. That's very unusual, very rare. For Ravonan Savri, zilbasa rov chatichos lo amrinan. We don't say that rov. Why not? I'm not sure. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan, who said that there are 3 places where we follow the Rov, was coming to tell us to exclude the case of Rabbi Yehuda, who did follow the Rov in this case. And Rabbi Yochanan said, I don't agree with that. Okay? Alright, so we'll stop here. Tomorrow is a very interesting daf about what color dam makes you a nida. And the Gemara asks, how do you know that dam is red? And the Gemara quotes a pasuk. Right? How do you know the sky is blue? Because there's a pasuk that says so. Not because it's logic, because it's a pasuk. It's just a fascinating idea in itself. All right, everyone have a good day and have a good Shabbos. We'll resume tomorrow.